Hey, folks, another episode of the weekly business vlog. Hope your week went well. It's another dreary week in the books here. As many of you know, I'm based in Toronto. My goodness. Another day full of like clouds, not day, week of cloud, not full week, but most of the week, cloudy, rainy. It's really been like a gray week or two, hopefully getting over the hump, heading towards the summer, where things get a little brighter, a little warmer, all that good stuff. Anyways, another hectic week in the books. Hopefully you had a good one as well. As per usual, quick update on my week in business. As we're trying to grow our immigration tech startup at Visto, I got a book review to give you at the end of this episode as well. Pretty good one. I've been on a pretty good run of new books that I've read. If you haven't recently been following, make sure to check recent episodes or recent Substack posts because I've been reading some pretty good books. Anyways, so this week was pretty busy, a lot of calls. I'm finding that we're in that phase where, how do I explain this? You know that growth phase where like you're doing well, you're adding in new clients, and then because we're pretty hands-on with our training, onboarding, customer success, I actually had a lot of calls, like a lot of check-in and training calls with new clients, checking in, seeing how they're doing. We've really tried to emphasize over the last like three-ish months our customer success. So for those who don't know, our immigration platform, Visto, is a B2B SaaS platform that we sell to Canadian immigration law firms. So we have a platform. It helps them do their work faster, right? For those of you who don't know much about immigration law, you don't really have to for the purposes of this recording. And so what we've found is really important and has worked really well is the first like 2 to 3 months, right? It's one thing to, and this is something I learned the hard way, when you're selling like a service, you just sell somebody the service and then you do the service, right? Pretty straightforward. Obviously, easier said than done. But when you're selling software, it's one thing to sell it. It's then another thing to onboard that client, train them up, and make sure they're actually using it properly, right? That's key. Or I should say that's key to a happy customer who's going to stay with you for a while, right? So what we noticed after the first like six to nine months, I would say, from launching our platform is the firms that were excited, were motivated, that we trained well, we gave them hands-on, you know, training and support, that actually started using the platform, really liked it and stuck with it and are really happy. It's the firms that didn't even really bother giving it a try for whatever reason, right? Ironically, some firms sign up because they're so busy and they want to automate more of their practice. And then they're so busy, they don't even use the platform. And then they wonder why they're so busy, right? So anyways, I don't understand that part. But what we did in January was we kind of went back and we actually hired a coach. We got a consultant in customer success, CS, as they call it in the tech world. And he helped us build out an onboarding flow of like, hey, when you sign up a new B2B SaaS client, here's what the first few months should look like. Here's what you should do. Here's how you should do it. Here's the training. Here's the onboarding. Here's the emails you should send, et cetera, et cetera. And that's really helped us. So if you're out there doing B2B SaaS, I guess you could do this for non-B2B SaaS too, really anything, any SaaS or even B2C. Onboarding, training, support is going to be obviously a little bit different if you're doing B2C or if you're doing services, but so important. Like, don't underestimate, like we did, don't underestimate how awesome good customer success can be, right? Maybe things are going well for you right now anyways, but imagine if you gave just a little bit more support, a little bit more training, how much more your clients might use your stuff faster. And the quicker they can get in it, get on it, get comfortable with it, the better chance that it has of kind of sticking with them, right? Like what we've noticed, the key takeaway is if we can get firms using it and get it into their routines, they're really happy with it and they use it more and they stay and they're happy and I'm happy and everyone's happy, right? So that's been really good. The only downside is as you grow and you get busier, now I'm spending like, I had so many check-in and training calls, right? Either with new clients or with a lot of the firms that we sign up. I'll do a check-in call with them every 2-3 weeks for the first few months just to make sure things are going well. I'm answering questions. I'm highlighting new features, stuff like that. And those are great because, like I said, you're just making sure the onboarding goes that much smoother. And the benefit of that as well, one of the many benefits, is you're getting direct feedback from your client's mouth, right? So you're either understanding what they're confused by. Oh, Josh, I didn't know how to do this and that. And then I show them. But then I'll talk to Alex about it. Alex is our CTO and will be like, okay, well, if they were confused by that, then probably some other users are or have been confused by that. How can we make that a little bit easier? Or how can we make that feature a little bit better or more self-explanatory or more automated, right? And or they'll just give you direct feedback. Hey, this was cool. This was great, but I didn't like this. And can you add that, right? And when you get direct feedback from the mouths of your paying clients, it just makes everything that much easier because you know what to build next, right? Like we have such a long list of features and improvements and stuff like that. The roadmap, as they say in the techie world, for those of you not in the techie world or like me who are newer to the techie world. And that's great because we're never twiddling our thumbs being like, oh, what should we build next? It's like, no, we have too many things that we could build next. It's about prioritizing what we think would be the most valued by our clients and future clients, right? And that's part of the fun part too, is sitting down and looking at the roadmap and kind of prioritizing or stack ranking what we think would be best to add next, right? Those are kind of fun conversations. I like those kind of product conversations where we stack rank, and it's easier for me because I'm the one doing the talking most of the time with our clients. So the system that we kind of use, which is extremely informal, is kind of like, what is being asked for the most by the most clients, right? So if we get 8 requests for new reporting functionality, probably something that we want to prioritize versus if one client asks about this one super niche feature that's like kind of weird and never been used, you know, never been asked for by another client, maybe you don't want to prioritize that one, right? So it's all a balancing act. It's pretty fun. But now we're getting to the point where I do all the sales calls. I also do all the training calls. But the more training calls I have booked, the less room I have on my calendar for sales calls. So anyways, it's a fun dance and it's a good problem to have. I'd rather have this problem than the opposite, which is not enough calls booked on the calendar, right? So it's going really well. We keep adding more and more firms every month. Like the chart, as they say, is going up and to the right, which is great. So we're really excited. We have some exciting stuff on our roadmap, especially AI related. I still think AI is going to change the game in the next couple of years in terms of what we see, the products that come out, the features we can add, the things we can offer to our clients, the way immigration lawyers and consultants are practicing, I think will change just like many other, pretty much every industry, right? Some slower than others. So anyways, that's been pretty good. Can't complain. And pretty fun week. We have the holidays. Well, I have the holidays coming up next week. So for those in the tribe like myself, we do have the Passover holidays coming up this week. So it'll be busier because I have dinners 2-3 times a week. It'll be a little bit busier. Still going to do a decent amount of work during the day. Although my dad's coming in for the second Passover Seder and probably spend some of Wednesday with him. So anyways, it'll be a little bit hectic in that regards. I'm looking at my calendar right now. My calendar's already pretty darn booked. And I'm also doing a webinar on Thursday on immigration and AI, Canadian immigration AI. What is it and how you can better manage your practice in 2024? So that'll be fun and we'll see how it goes. Those are kind of the big things that have come up for me this week. Let me know what you think. If you have any questions, if there's any of those topics you want me to dive deeper on, I'm always open to suggestions. Feel free to, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on Substack, you can make a comment or like and let me know what you want me to go into more detail on. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, then I don't think you can like make comments on most podcast platforms. But you can always find my Substack because I link to it in the description. So if you're watching or listening to this on not Substack, make sure to check the link in the description and subscribe to the Substack because I'll send you this every week as well as my Monday morning Substack post. Anyways, on to our favorite last topic, books. So last week I talked about, I just finished a book on Bill Marriott, which was great. And about half a week ago, I finished this book, which I'm holding up if you're watching on YouTube, The Diary of a CEO. And the subheading is The 33 Laws of Business and Life, and it's by Stephen Bartlett. This was also given to me for my birthday. Heads up, if you ever want to get me a good gift, for those out there clamoring to buy me gifts, a business book is never a bad idea. So anyways, the book was really good. I had heard of Stephen Bartlett because of his YouTube channel. So he has a YouTube channel. I think it's called The Diary of a CEO. And he, from what I understand, he grew a couple companies really big. I think he's based in the UK or was based in the UK, built a huge marketing agency, built a couple other big companies, and then started this big, well, eventually big YouTube channel where he's interviewed some really big names. And one of my friends mentioned him because they really liked his YouTube channel. They liked the way he did thumbnails and stuff like that for his podcast. So that's kind of all I knew about him when I was given this book. But I really liked I read the description of the book. I was like, oh, this guy sounds pretty impressive and the book sounds good. So anyways, I read the book. Very quick read. Very easy read. I liked it. I would say it's not my favorite book in the world, but I learned a lot. It gave me very similar vibes to, like, I'm just turning around here to look at my bookshelf. The two books that pop into my mind when I finished reading it were Rework, which is by the guys who started, I think, Basecamp, and The Hard Thing About Hard Things by, what's his name, the Andreessen Horowitz guy. I think by Mark Andreessen. I think that's who wrote it. Anyways, and the reason why is it's kind of like short, choppy chapters, right? So there's 33 laws. Each one has its own chapter. So each one's only like 1 to 5 pages. And he includes a lot of stories and lessons and stuff like that. And it was really good. It was really good. I learned a lot. I don't think it's as good as the other two. I enjoyed Rework and The Hard Thing About Hard Things a little bit more. But I thought that the book was well written. It was very quick and easy to read. I learned a lot. And I'll probably read it again. If a book meets my like really good criteria, I usually read it at least twice because I find if I read a book, 2 weeks later, I've forgotten half of it. So a lot of the good books, and this is what I'm going to do next. I'm going to talk quickly about what I'm reading next. But what I'm going to do now is the last 6 books, to be 7 when I finish the next book, are all brand new because I got 6 books for my birthday. And so I read all of them for the first time. But what I'm going to do after the next one is I'm going to go back and I'm going to do a big reread of like 3, 4, 5 books because number one, I have so many. And I think that the greatest value is rereading the best books over and over again, as opposed to reading like 5,000 new books. And then by the time you get to the 5th, you forgot the first one, right? So I'm probably going to do a little bit of that. I'll obviously keep you posted along the way as I'm reading them. What I'm reading right now is a book called, I think it's called The Boy Who Followed. Yeah, The Boy Who Followed His Father into Auschwitz. And this is a little bit random and a little bit different from what I normally read, right? Most of you have been following me know I usually read business and or business books, personal development, books written about or by famous or successful entrepreneurs and CEOs. But I saw this book in an Indigo when I was with my wife, and it was a good deal. And there's just so much of this crazy stuff going on in the world right now. And I wanted something to kind of, I don't know, bring me, how do I say this? Bring me back down to reality or remind me of big world events that happened just a few decades before I was born that are starting to, I don't want to say resurface, but that are starting to be very scary, right? So again, this is not a political podcast or vlog or anything like that, but I am Jewish and I've had a very privileged life in Canada, growing up in Canada, and we are in some very scary times right now. And I'm not going to get into the whole war and who's right and who's wrong and blah, 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 but it has become very scary for really Jews all over the world. And I wanted to read something to kind of take me back to, not take me back, I'm explaining this terribly. I wanted to read something about the Holocaust is what I'm trying to say here, right? So I'm about 100 pages into the book. It's pretty crazy. It's about a family that basically gets torn apart by the Holocaust, and a boy and his father end up in one and apparently multiple concentration camps together. And right now they're in the first one. And it's pretty crazy to hear, like, basically firsthand accounts of what happened in, they start in Vienna, Austria, and get moved to a, right now they're in their first German concentration camp. And it's just insane to think about how this is actually how people, human beings, treated other human beings. So anyways, I don't know if I'll finish it by next week, because it's a pretty long, it's not a short book. I don't think I'll finish it in like a week and a half. So I might be done it next week. I don't know if I will. I'll keep you posted either way, and I'll let you know. So far, it's pretty intense. I'm enjoying it. It's just very intense, right? Reading about concentration camps as opposed to entrepreneurs building businesses. But I'm sure there will also be some interesting crossovers. So I'll talk about that in future episodes. So anyways, that's it for me. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're continuing to grind it out there in the world of business, entrepreneurship, whatever it may be, solopreneurship. If you have any feedback, or if you want to support the show, make sure to like, comment, all that fun stuff. And make sure, of course, that you're subscribed on Substack. That's where I send this out every single week, Monday morning. I hit you with a story, a key lesson, the books I'm reading, a link to this vlog, all that kind of stuff. So thanks again for tuning in. Appreciate your support either way. Hope you have a great week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.